Sleeping Beauty. Once there was a good king and queen. After many years, the queen had a baby girl. The king and queen were delighted and loved the little princess very much. The baby princess was christened. Six good fairies came to a feast at the royal palace, but the king forgot to ask the seventh fairy, who was cruel and wicked. Five of the fairies made good wishes. The sixth fairy was about to make her wish for the little baby. Suddenly, the wicked fairy appeared, looking very angry. "The princess will die," she said. "She'll prick her finger on a spinning wheel." "No," said the good fairy, "I wish that she won't die, but will sleep for 100 years. The queen cried and the king shouted. "All spinning wheels in my kingdom must be burned," said the king. "Then the princess will never prick her finger on one." The princess grew up in the palace. When she was 17, she had a grand birthday ball. The good fairies came to the ball. They had all forgotten the wicked fairy. Next day, the princess found a staircase. It led to a little room she had never seen before. Inside was an old woman with a spinning wheel. It was the wicked fairy in disguise. "What are you doing?" said the princess. "I'm spinning, my dear. Come closer and I'll show you," said the old woman. The princess put out her hand and pricked her finger. At once she fell fast asleep. Everyone else in the palace went to sleep too. The six good fairies carried the princess to her bed. The wicked fairy vanished. Nothing moved in the palace. Everything was still and silent for 100 years. A thick forest grew around the palace. The good fairies watched over it. One day a young prince came by. He saw the roof of the palace and asked an old man about it. "A princess sleeps in there," said the old man, "but there's no way in." The prince walked to the palace. The trees moved apart and let him through. He ran past the sleeping guards, up the steps, and through the doors. It was very quiet. He found the princess fast asleep. She was so beautiful, he kissed her gently. The princess opened her eyes and smiled. "At last, a handsome prince to save me," she said. Everyone in the palace woke up. "I'm hungry," said the queen. "Tonight we'll have a great feast." And she thanked the prince for saving everyone. The prince wanted to marry the princess. "Of course," said the king. The prince and princess got married and were very happy. The end.